Biggs and Barr Show.
Jason.
Yes.
I have to ask a question of you.
Okay.
We all have expertise. We all pretend to know more than we do about a lot of things.
Right.
But this is definitely your wheelhouse. So there is a new company offering flavor mixed chips.
What does that mean?
It's look. They're taking two types of chips and not mashing them up into one chip. You know, sometimes you see like bacon with sour cream. And
right.
They're putting two separate types of chips into one bag and selling them as like, here's a mixed bag of chips.
Okay.
Now, you are the chip expert of the world. I would put you against anybody.
Yeah, like I would only eat chips if I could, if they weren't like bad for me.
Yeah, all day, every day.
Eat chips and drink scotch. That would be the only two things I would put in my body. Maybe coffee now and then.
So what's your feel on this? Now, you want to know the flavors first, or do you just want a general reaction first?
A general reaction? No, I wouldn't do that.
It's not
something I would buy.
So when you're at like a picnic, let's just put us there. Okay, let's put us at a picnic.
Because we all go to picnics very often.
And there's a bunch of wooden bowls with napkin lining with
before
chips
COVID.
In them.
Before COVID.
BC.
BC.
And there's different chips. You'll give yourself, like, and you got your sandwich on your plate, your burger, your dog, you're set to get some chips, right? We're at a picnic here.
We know how to organize.
You're only putting one flavor of chips on your plate? You're not going to put a couple different ones?
No.
What? And you just go back and get a different flavor?
Maybe.
No, or you just stick to one flavor.
I just choose a flavor of the day, depending on what the meal is.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
You probably wouldn't get ketchup because you got ketchup maybe on your burger or your dog.
I would never eat ketchup chips. Ketchup chips are gross.
They're pretty gross.
Yeah, disgusting. For the mouths of children. That's
okay.
I never thought I'd hear either of you say that.
There's three options.
Okay.
If you had to choose one, though.
Okay.
You got barbecue with salt and vinegar mixed. You got cheddar with sour cream and onion.
No.
Or you got red hot with honey barbecue.
Well, so that's the lowest on the list.
Really, eh?
Anything honey something is gross. I like honey. I like honey on its own.
Yeah.
Honey mustard's gross.
Right.
Honey barbecue, honey garlic. Yeah. It's disgusting.
You don't like honey mustard?
No.
Like a honey Dijon?
I prefaced it by saying that.
Yeah.
No.
Why
French's
are you so
honey
shocked?
Dijon is one of the greatest mustards there is.
Okay. Can you stay on?
You have the mouth of a
You're
child.
You're not the chip expert. He is.
I know.
Settle down over
but
there.
That's making me think maybe he's not.
So of the three, which two are you going for there? Probably the barbecue with salt and vinegar.
Just I guess
it's got
so.
Salt and vinegar, and that's your jam.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
But I don't. Like, Pringles has those commercials all the time where they want you to buy different flavors and put them, stack them together. No. I don't do that.
Well, I mean,
I've tried it.
Yeah.
Even my favorite branded chip, Covered Bridge, makes like a mixed bag. I'm always disappointed when I don't get the one I want.
Right.
Because I don't like it.
You start to like one more than the other. And then
flavor each other, and it's like, no. I don't want that.
You're playing mouth roulette. No, that's not fun. It's not fun for anyone.
It.
Now, what about like a party mix?
A party mix I don't mind because they're not chips. Right?
It's everything else.
Yeah.
It's all the other rejects that are put into a bowl together.
They could have a party mix and then not ever have pretzels in it. That would be fine.
I don't mind the pretzels.
I like pretzels. I just don't want them in the party mix.
If you had to choose to get out of the party mix, would it be the sun chip or the pretzel?
Pretzel.
You would take you would keep the sun chip in.
Yeah.
Now.
Wow.
I'm questioning your expertise.
Because pretzels should be enjoyed on their own.
They don't fit the class
of the party mix. All right.
Sun chips, like with the other garbage. Like if you think about a party
it's
mix,
just garbage.
It's all garbage.
Oh, yeah.
It's Cheerios and like those dog food bits, whatever those things are. It's just ugh.
Like I'll eat party mix. You guys know me. I'll eat pretty much anything. But, I mean, I don't go, if there's a bunch of stuff sitting there, I don't go for party mix.
Okay.
It doesn't, that's not for me.
They're all too weak to stand on their own, so they have to join together. Whereas the pretzel is strong enough to stand on its own.
And it's a totally different flavor and texture. It's just, it shouldn't be included.
I get you. Yeah.
But sun chips kick rock.
Yeah, I don't like sun chips.
Is there anything worse?
But they're just little pieces in there. Like, there's little bits.
Yeah, I guess, you can cover them up with the Cheerios.
Yeah.
Salt the Cheerios. It isn't like a good salt the Cheerio, you know
what
I'm saying?
Put a handful in. You don't even notice them.
All right, so you're mixing chips. Knock it off.
No, kick rocks.
Knock it off. Yeah, we don't play those games around these parts.
Hitting the hard topics.
That's right.
yeah, we are. Okay, sure. There's some political shows probably talking about, Trump's Twitter nonsense and other
riots.
More serious things.
Yeah,
we're making a stand on chips.
Yeah.
This is the hill we're dying on, guys.
I got a hankering for some Snyder's pretzels now.
Snyder's pretzels.
Oh,
delicious. Oh, yeah. I don't know.
The pretzel bits?
Yeah. Oh, do you get the mustard ones? So you
know, no, he doesn't like mustard, apparently.
Yeah, those are really good.
No, they're gross.
All right, well, more for me.
The latest on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, Canada's chief public health officer issuing a warning about wearing non-medical face masks during heat waves.
Yeah.
Dr. Teresa Tam says the masks will make it more difficult to breathe when it's extra hot, and some people may be adversely affected.
Did you need to tell everybody that?
Apparently we do.
No kidding. You don't say.
She continued to urge Canadians not to criticize people who don't wear a mask, saying some people may have health conditions that make breathing with a mask difficult.
And you didn't tell anyone to wear a mask until about 3 days ago, so maybe a lot of people don't have any masks, and now it's going to take time to get them because delivery services are slow.
Some just don't want to wear
them. Yeah.
No. For the third night in a row in Minneapolis, been rocked by increasingly violent protests. Demonstrators angry over Monday's death of a black man in police custody.
I don't know if you can call it a protest anymore.
George Floyd, yeah. It's a terrible situation. Last night, they set several businesses and a police precinct station on fire that had been abandoned. U.S. President Donald Trump reacted in a tweet calling the protesters thugs and vowing that, quote, when the looting starts, the shooting starts. The National Guard has been called in.
Oh,
a
nice.
Sad situation from mind-boggling situation from beginning to end. From the police officer kneeling on a man's neck until he died.
For 10 minutes.
To people torching their own town.
Well, people were begging him to stop doing it.
Yeah.
I understand the...
First of all, absolutely.
There's
an outrageous act.
Oh. And if that's sort of a history... Because you haven't really heard anything about Minnesota in terms of this stuff.
No.
But apparently it's been an ongoing issue. I understand...
Well, with that guy alone.
I understand the rage.
Absolutely.
But why are you burning down people's businesses? Like, I don't...
It's mind-boggling.
Yeah, it's a little confusing.
It's a broken country. It really is.
Yeah. That's a very accurate statement.
And here's the opposite side of the coin. Tonight is the night for haircut night in America. The remotely shot show that features America's top hairstylists guiding celebrities and frontline healthcare workers through the perfect DIY haircut, color, and style from their homes. Hosted by Jerry O'Connell and his wife, Rebecca Romaine. So if you like a break...
I don't want to judge anybody, you know, especially on their entertainment choices. Like, I'm a 44-year-old man who has some pretty infantile entertainment choices. But if you catch yourself tonight getting pulled into that show, like you're watching it and you're like a couple minutes in, punch yourself right in the face. Punch yourself in the face. Okay?
Yeah.
Just for your own good. We're concerned for you. All right?
Mainly cloudy today. Showers, few thunderstorms, probably this afternoon, high at 27, a little bit humid. More rain, more thunder showers tonight. Maybe even some more rain tomorrow, be a high of 21. And then Sunday, they say, mix of sun and cloud. Still a chance of a shower and only 15 degrees. So that heat and humidity gone.
Nice.
Right now it's 19, and that's the latest.
This is Z-H-E-Z. Ottawa, home of the Biggs and Barr Show, weekday mornings, 106.1. Shay.
It's 5:56. Thanks a ton for tuning in this morning. We always appreciate it. We got some stuff to get through. A guy talks to leprechauns.
Yeah, he says he does.
Very excited. Not only to learn how, but also to hear Jason do his voice. Because no one does a good old leprechaun like my friend over to the left.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Just accents in general. You have a gift, Jason. You should use it more.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Jamie goes through our shows of the week, like the rest of the shows, Monday to Thursday, that we've already done, that are uploaded into podcasts on iTunes and Spotify, Shay. And he finds a certain segment of it that would sound, he thinks, amusing if slowed down so we sound drunk.
Right.
And we call it Drunk Podcast.
What is the topic of today's podcast?
Yeah, what do we got today?
Today's topic is peppers. This was actually suggested.
Okay. By a good listener?
By a good listener.
I mean, they're
all trying to find their name. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I am.
Now, again, not pitched down so we sound like... Just slowed down.
Right.
So we sound slurry and a bit... I mean, we sound drunk regularly.
Yes.
This just adds to it. So this is about peppers.
Yes.
On this week's edition of Drunk Podcast.
I do like a nice poblano pepper, which is green, but it's a little spicier. Not much.
Yeah. Just a little bit kick.
I like to stuff
a poblano. Never even heard of a poblano.
A poblano.
When you cook it, do you say poblano?
No, it's a different word.
Never
totally.
Heard of a poblano pepper? Poblano!
Yeah. I like to stuff them with, like, maybe a nice savory rice and put them on the grill.
Yeah.
You know, and I say, someone will say to me, what's cooking? And I'll say,
poblano!
No, poblano peppers.
It's funner to say it my way.
Yeah, but that's funner? Not the name of it.
Listen, weirdo, you're not allowed to speak on food.
I was referring to Jamie because he was trying to chime in.
Oh,
there,
right.
Yeah. To be clear.
Nope. I know. That's not what the clip said.
All right. Well, yeah. So again, poblano
is
the proper pronunciation.
Delicious pepper. Pretty expensive.
Is it really?
Yeah. On your pepper scale, it's one of the pricier peppers.
Really?
Yeah. I'm trying to grow some of my own, but we'll see.
You've opened my eyes to the world of peppers, let me tell you.
So many peppers.
I thought there was like six.
I'm not like, oh no, there's way more. I'm not like a huge fan of super hot peppers. I like a little spice to the pepper. I like a hot pepper, but I don't like injuring
myself. You're
not growing
ghost pepper chilies in your garden?
No.
I know there's insanely hot peppers. Let's exclude those, because those are just for crazy people. But on, like, the pepper, like, the regular pepper scale, where does a, like, jalapeno sit?
Oh, I don't know. On the Scoville
rating? Like, if you go to the store, there's 10 of your most typical peppers. Is a jalapeno, like, in the middle of the spice, like, heat?
It's pretty light at jalapeno.
It is light. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Jalapeno's not a super spicy one, yeah.
So, like, spicier than your typical green and reds and stuff, nowhere near, like, any, like, the...
Green and red peppers, generally, like your bell peppers, they're not spicy
at all. Yeah.
Have you never had peppers before?
I've had peppers, but none of the fans... When I read all these names, I was I don't know if I've eaten any of these peppers. There's so many peppers.
I know we're going to have a lot of peppers in the garden, because my wife planted a lot.
Oh, you got your garden, yeah. Right.
So, I don't know what she planted, so we'll see. I know she planted some hot ones.
Nice.
When you were in the house and she was outside and she was throwing the seeds in the dirt, at one point did she go, poblano?
No.
I don't know why. I can't make this a movement. I think it would be a lot of fun.
No. Poblano?
You know, listen. Again, weirdo. Enough out of you. Okay? If you don't have anything positive to say, don't say anything at all. I'm trying to have some fun with some peppers.
I may not speak again today.
Yeah, I was going to say, if those were the rules, you're just your dead air.
A quiet day from me.
Great, a day off.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
And there's a man in Ireland who claims he speaks to leprechauns.
Yeah. Not only does he speak to leprechauns.
Like on the regular.
He's got an update on the COVID situation from the leprechauns.
Oh, great.
Yeah, they said they're not having any problems with the restrictions.
The leprechauns aren't.
Yeah, they're coping well with quarantine.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
He gets more into it. Here, listen. Yeah.
Leprechauns are spirits. I visit them under the mountain each day to check them out. I've been up there every day. I haven't broken the restrictions. I communicate them through an out-of-body experience. I don't want to go deeply into that, but it's an out-of-body experience. Everyone knows what I mean, and I can transfer my spirit up there.
Does your wife believe in leprechauns?
No.
So he goes up under the mountain.
Every day.
And has an out-of-body experience.
Wow.
Which sounds like he just goes somewhere and gets high.
Yeah.
He's hinting at that, too. Yeah. Like, everyone knows. I can't do an accent, so I'm not even going to try. But
I just go to the mountain.
Yeah.
And I get myself a little toke.
Yeah.
And then the leprechauns, they just come to me.
Yeah. Exactly. What does your wife
think
of it?
It's grand.
Yeah.
Oh, she thinks I'm an idiot.
Yeah. Exactly. Although they're still together, though.
Yeah. Well, whatever. She gets rid of them for a few hours.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Oh.
Off you go, Seamus.
Yeah.
Go speak to your leprechauns and leave me alone.
Yeah.
He
Seamus.
Yeah.
Sorry. Can I borrow an extra little weed there?
Yeah.
I'm a bit short.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow.
Leprechaun joke.
Yeah,
did you like that?
No.
Yeah, maybe I'll go talk to the leprechauns this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I wasn't planning on it. I haven't talked to them in a while, but you know what? This guy seems pretty happy.
Sure. Oh, yeah. He's cool with it. I'll go sit by the chicken coop and see if I can summon any leprechauns.
Yeah.
Plus, the smoke will keep the mosquitoes away.
It's true. It is true.
Biggs and Barr Show with Pasty Jamie on 106.1 Shay.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Get your questions in, please. 762-555. We answer as many as we can.
Do any of you enjoy gardening? And can you garden without having an alcoholic drink? I'll answer the last one first. Yes, I can garden without having an alcoholic drink. No, I don't enjoy gardening. I like the end result, like when everything looks nice. But do I enjoy doing it? No.
I don't mind landscaping. They're different. They're definitely different. Like, you know what I mean? Like, landscaping is more bigger items.
I guess.
Digging, moving rocks, making hills.
My dilemma is I enjoy gardening. I really do, which is weird because
it's
not my character type at all. But there's an art to it. There's I like the visual aesthetic of doing it well. Plus,
sure.
But it's all low work.
Yeah,
so
I don't do low work
because I'm an ogre. So if it was like waist high, I think I'd really be into gardening.
Are you going to make those garden things that I sent you? Those waist counter height planters?
Yeah, I might. Yeah, I might. Yeah, I might
it's
do
not
that.
Not a bad idea.
Yeah. What is the holy grail of your life? I'm not sure what that means.
Like what?
What's the most important thing in our lives?
What are we searching
for?
What are we searching for?
That's what I would think it would mean.
Happiness?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Just searching for happiness?
Peace. Peace in existing. I don't mean like peace in the world because that will never happen.
No.
There's too much greed, too much anger in our species. I just mean like just general like peace in your own existence.
Right. When you have a good day is when you can get through it and no unforeseen little problems pop up.
Yeah, no dumb stress. Because they're like, not really, they don't really matter, but you make them matter. You know, like little stuff or even majors. This is just peace. Where like more days are chill than others, you know? That's all. If you had to describe our idiot prime minister with one word, what would it be?
Elected.
Yeah.
He was elected.
I'm going to say moist. Probably moist.
Say soft. In all encompassing.
Yeah.
I think he's just a soft guy.
Yeah.
Speaks, you know, fair. Speaks softly. Looks soft.
Some cases it's good to be a soft guy. Some cases not.
Yeah.
So I can see why some people would not enjoy him as their prime minister and others would. You know, depends how you're, what your character.
How soft you are.
Yeah.
It is Friday today, so are you guys going to do your What's Cooking segment?
Nice.
I'm going to do some nice sausages on the grill. Don't you remember our boss Adam suggested that we do a What's Cooking segment?
That was like a real thing?
Yeah,
like
he did.
What are you going to be cooking this weekend?
And what's on the grill?
Yeah, what do you got on the grill this weekend? What's cooking is the segment.
There's only like four or five things you can basically put on the grill.
That's insane for you to say.
You also thought there were only four kinds of peppers.
Six.
Okay,
six. First of all. What do you got? You got pork, you got chicken, you got beef, and you got lamb. What else are you going to put on the grill? Fish, I guess?
Yeah,
all right,
fish,
five things.
Pizza, veggies.
Who's crustaceans.
Pizza on the grill.
Lots of people. Lots of
pizza stones. You're out of your mind.
Lots.
Both of you have lost your mind.
No.
Pineapple? You grill some
pizza.
Pineapple?
Yeah, a nice grilled pineapple's delicious.
Peaches?
Fruit?
Yeah.
Peaches?
What? You never grilled a peach?
Who would grill a peach?
I have.
Yeah.
What happened to me? I just turned into a giant bird.
Yeah.
I've grilled a peach.
Yeah, you can do all that sort of stuff.
Get out of here.
You can make pancakes on your grill if you got a griddle enough.
I don't want to hear any of this nonsense.
Why?
Because you're just mixing, matching,
well,
doing
let's
willy,
the people.
Just
willy
a heat
nilly.
Source. Yeah, feel free to text us what you're cooking this weekend.
Do not do that.
762-555. Our boss will love it.
Someone's doing some nice thick bologna steaks.
Yeah, you could do that. Mm.
That sounds
I wouldn't. I would do it if I was camping.
Or is that like hot dogs?
What's your favorite radio show aside from yourselves? Oh, you think we like ourselves?
Yeah.
I don't listen to the radio.
They're all fine. Everyone's okay.
Everyone's trying their best.
Yeah, and most of them are pretty good human beings, and that's really all that matters.
That's Chris's way of saying all the other shows suck.
Yeah.
Not what I'm saying. That's it for another edition of
Instant Answer Question Time.
Impressions! Good morning. It's the Biggs and Bar Show at 7:07. It's time for Impressions. We'd love you to call, sir.
Yeah, give us a call, 613-750-1061, and do an impression of something you do well. It could be anything. We got a call right here.
All right. Any impression you got? Machine, animal, human, whatever. Hi, good morning. It's Shay.
Hi, it's Joe. How you doing?
Good. What impression are you going to do for us today?
I can do Apu from Simpson.
Who?
Apu.
Oh. Apu. Apu. Yeah.
Simpson. All right.
All right. Go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for shopping at Quickie Mart. Please come again.
It's really, it's not awful.
Yeah.
We appreciate you calling in.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Hold on.
I mean, maybe one of the most overplayed and overdone
impressions.
Yeah. Not trying to knock him. He's trying.
No.
Hi, good morning. It's Shay.
Hi, I was going to do Chickadee.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Oh, fine. You're okay.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you're walking on thin ice with this room. We have a Chickadee master, but let's hear it.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Really, Jamie? Yeah.
Chickadee, dee, dee. Chickadee, dee, dee.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Like the first one, the caller's, what's your name, sir?
Josh.
Josh, like your chickadee sounded like he was like on coke. But hold on. I mean, you were better than a
rubbing his gums.
Chickadee, chickadee, dee, dee.
You got another call.
Hi, good morning. It's Shay.
Yeah, what are you doing?
We're all right. What's your name?
It's Mister.
Okay. All right, Mister. All right, Mister.
Now I'm creeped out.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
What impression are you doing, Mister?
I'm going to do a Dean Martin.
Okay.
All right.
Let's hear it.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
Oh, Larry. Hey. Oh, Larry. Actually, that's not the song I was going to sing.
No, I don't think that's Dean Martin.
Mister, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, well, who was it?
That was you. You did it.
Who was that?
Do you want to try another song?
Okay, yeah, I do,
actually. Okay. All right. I'd love to hear it.
You sure you want to hear it?
Yeah, we do.
Absolutely. Okay.
More than sure.
So you think you can tell heaven from hell.
Oh, he's doing Pink Floyd.
Right. Blue skies from pain. Can you tell a green?
All right, mister.
Now, thanks, mister.
Was that
Dean
from a cornfield rail.
Is that Dean Martin doing?
Smile from a band.
Doing Pink Floyd?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
All right.
Oh, that's not good? Okay.
No, I got an Eminem song, actually.
Mister,
it's fine.
We're good with that.
You call back next time.
Yeah, you hold on.
Keep them coming.
Ooh, wow.
That was amazing.
That was a mistake.
I was really looking forward to a good Dean Martin impression.
Yeah, me too.
I was like, oh, maybe he'll come through. Those old videos of Dean Martin? And you could see your reflection off the gloss of his eyes because he was so drunk.
We got another one now.
Oh, all right, it's a good day. It's sunshine. Let's go. Hey, good morning, sir. Or ma'am. I'm not sure.
Hey, I'm going to do Yogi Bear.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I know. It's overdone.
It's fine. Go ahead.
Hey, boo-boo, how about we go get that picnic basket? Before that ranger comes find us, and we go run away.
What is it? That sounded more like Dean Martin than the guy doing Dean Martin.
All right. Thanks for
Well, we have to choose between those four, I suppose.
I guess chickadee, the kind of cocaine chicken.
Yeah,
coke addict.
Cocaine chickadee.
Yeah.
Yeah, or the winner of cocaine chickadee.
You know why? You know why you won, sir? Because it wasn't it wasn't terrible. But then you tipped your cap to the king of the chickadees, which is Jamie over here. So that was you're humble and you deserve nothing, which is what we're giving you currently.
I love it. Thank you.
Okay.
Hang on, though.
He does have a spot in the draw for the secret sack, which hopefully won't suck. And when our boss tells us what's in it eventually, and he's on the wall of champions. So, all right. Give us one more, James.
Chickadee-dee-dee.
Boy.
The Bigs and Bar Show.
Wear a mask in public unless it makes you uncomfortable or you have a medical condition like asthma or if it's too hot out. Also, don't judge people for not wearing one. That is the directive or directives from Canada's chief public health officer, Dr. Theresa Tam.
So, yeah.
I guess the city of Ottawa didn't listen because the transit system here will soon start requiring riders to wear masks. The mandatory mask policy will cover all buses, O-trains, transit stations, and paratranspo will take effect June 15th. So, I don't know what they're going to do if you try and get on a bus with no mask. I guess punch you in the face or something. Put a boxing glove
on
a stick.
One of those big boxing gloves? Exactly. Yeah.
On a stick.
Yeah, or like one of those ones you squeeze and it comes out on like...
Boing. Hilarious.
So, I don't know what they're going to do. It's,
I hope they do that.
Oh, yeah.
It would be fantastic to watch.
Yeah, it
but
would
I
be.
Don't... My guess is it will be another method. Or they'll just let you on the bus.
Yeah.
And we've been inundated with people giving us tips, some pro tips on maybe how to curb the influx of mosquitoes and or breed dragonflies, because we were discussing that.
Well, it's the mosquito season, and we were talking about how bad they are lately.
It's just terrible.
And it led into discussion about how excited I got, and you also, when the dragonflies come rolling in at dusk, this is the music I think of when I see them coming in.
Yeah.
And start hunting the mosquitoes, which is awesome to watch. So a whole bunch of people commented on it.
Yeah.
Including a comment on Instagram that says, I'm sure he's done it on a larger scale, but while I was a tree planter, one guy would catch dragonflies when he could, tie strings to them, and then tie them to his hard hat.
Oh.
They kept the black flies away, and he would release them at the end of the day.
You think that's true?
I don't know if I
hope
believe it.
Is. That would be...
Doesn't
is that
sound
cruel?
Very... Yeah, as it sounds know. Cruel, but the idea of a dude with 6 or 7 dragonflies just hovering above his helmet...
is ridiculous.
Is amazing.
Now, we got a text message, too, saying 762-555, responding about the dragonflies. Used to be an assistant super. At a golf course, we had a lady who would put, like, decoy dragonflies on her hat.
Oh, smart.
And she would swear the black flies and mosquitoes would stay away.
Huh. That's something I guess we could try. That's an easy fix.
Is there a more hero bug than the dragonfly?
Yeah, it is the best. No.
They don't
best
bother humans
ever.
At all. They're fun to watch. Yeah. They have sex while they're flying.
They look cool.
They look awesome.
Yeah.
And they eat all the annoying bugs.
Yeah.
They're the best. They're the best. We also got a phone call this morning earlier.
Yeah,
remember this guy?
Yeah.
Not quite sure what he was talking about, but here, listen.
There is a book that is on books.cm or .com. It tells you how to do it because in the high frequency.
Uh-huh.
Still trying to figure that out because, my time is limited. But you can get them. Like you can. I just, I had it all right then. You answered the phone, you buggers. So, I'm all stubborn now. No, I'm stuttering now because you can.
You can what?
Read them. They're like
books.
No, dragonflies.
Breed dragonflies.
Yes, you can breed them. I just didn't get to that part because you guys answered the phone. So.
Oh, okay.
All right, but you can.
It's, all right. We'll look into it further.
All right. I'm still Shane Stafe.
Oh, nice.
Good to hear,
gentlemen. Bro. Have a good day, and lay off the coffee a little bit. I think, boys.
No. All right,
guys. Have a good one, bye.
You too. Easy.
Nice guy.
Yeah.
I think he didn't think we were going to answer that early.
Why did he call then? Why people call?
Testing his phone system, maybe. He was maybe 1/3 of the way through getting the answer for us, and then we answered, and he didn't.
He finds the ring soothing? Like, what is it?
He forgot .com.
Yeah.
which is, you know, typical.
Well, that's good news that you can maybe breed dragonflies. I might start that.
I don't think, well, you have to have water. You have to have a body of water.
Yeah,
they like laying eggs around.
Can you just make a pool, like a kiddie pool or something? Yeah. But then that would attract mosquitoes.
Well, that's it. That's the problem, right? Mm. So
you probably wouldn't want to breed dragonflies in your house.
No.
What's a bug specialist called? Like the people who collect
bugs? An entomologist?
Is that what it is?
I think so.
Like, I'm sure.
Maybe they collect dead bugs. I don't know.
Like, you know, the guys, they're always like weirdos in movies. When you walk in, they have aquariums just of bugs.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's people.
Are those people weird?
Listening. I'm just saying, like, they're always portrayed as weirdos in the movies.
Yeah, okay.
Then they would have dragonflies in a tank or something for you, Chris. You could buy a couple.
Just release them?
Yeah. Like maybe there's some.
I got a scent
thing.
There's a few dudes in my backyard. They're little guys, though. But they're working it. I saw them last night. By the windows, I was like, no, they're eating. They're out hunting. They're doing their job. And I salute them.
Well, I hope they do a better job of them around my property.
Yeah, I know. There's not enough of them. They're just outnumbered, man.
Because the mosquitoes are crazy in my face trying to do work out there.
Yeah.
I should apologize to my neighbor. Because him and his kids have probably heard a lot of swear words. Sorry, John. I apologize for all those words. Although your kids have probably learned some cool new chirps for hockey.
Yeah, that is true.
The Biggs and Barr Show with Chris Biggs, Jason Barr, and Pasty Jamie.
We just got some more information about the battle between mosquito and dragonfly.
Yeah, from Bruce. He texted into 762-555. He says that Lee Valley, they sell something called the Dragonfly Wingman.
Yeah.
It's a deer fly and horse fly deterrent. And it's like literally a dragonfly on like a semi-solid wire that clips to your hat.
Yeah.
And apparently it keeps them away.
Amazing.
Because it's a natural predator, right?
Amazing. Yeah. That's the only thing that hunts those buggers.
I'm going to buy 10 of them and just clip them all over my body.
The more we talk about this mosquito and the dragonfly thing, the more I really appreciate our friend the dragonfly.
Oh yeah.
Might be one of the
best creatures on earth.
I think so.
Certainly better than a human.
Yes. Its purpose is solely good.
Yeah, it's to help you.
It doesn't damage your property like some other animals. It doesn't bite you or sting you. It
doesn't make a weird nest anywhere.
It doesn't make an annoying noise.
Yeah.
Just eats stupid bugs.
Doesn't make a web that you walk through on the way to your car
and
gets all over your face and you feel like you have a spider web on you for 17 minutes.
I dare anyone to come up with a more perfect animal for the human race than like companion than the dragonfly.
Travis texted in to 762-555. Yeah. After you cut your grass, more dragonflies will appear. I don't know if that's true or not.
Why would they appear after you?
I don't know. Maybe because more bugs come out.
Ah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because the bugs come out of the grass and then
they know.
Best. Absolute best.
The Biggs and Barr Show on 106.1 Shay.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
Hey, we're the Biggs and Barr Show. Text us your questions.
762-555. If you could have any pop culture vehicle, which one would you choose? What does that mean?
Like a famous vehicle from a movie, like the A-Team van or...
The Batmobile?
Yeah, the Batmobile.
I've always been partial to the A-Team van. I like that one.
Yeah, that was good.
It's pretty good.
Creepy now, though.
Like, when I was a kid, I really liked the General Lee on the Dukes of Hazzard.
Right.
Now, I don't like it so much.
No.
Just the symbolism on it. The car's
fine.
Yeah.
The cars. Yeah. The sound of the engine always I really enjoyed.
They didn't stand for that stuff, though, did they?
No.
Why were they painted with that? Why did they give them that imagery?
I mean, Kit from Knight Rider would be pretty...
Oh, I forgot about that one.
That'd be all right. Yeah. Optimus Prime would be a pretty good vehicle to have as a friend.
What about like...
Yeah, I guess.
Like a working version of like Black Hawk Down. One that didn't...
Like a helicopter?
Yeah, like a sweet...
That's just a helicopter.
Where would you land it?
Anywhere, Jason. It's not a helicopter. It's just a helicopter. And it didn't even work. It crashed.
Oh, Dumbo.
Dumbo was an elephant.
It wasn't a vehicle.
Fly.
It
wasn't a helicopter. What are you saying? Idiot. Roll out.
Yeah, roll out.
What lies do you often tell yourself? That food you eat in the car doesn't count to your daily calorie count. It's like, I just ate that in the car. It's not. There's nothing.
That you can eat as much of something that you want as long as it's somewhat healthy.
Yeah, that's a good lie. Yeah,
or what about the lie you told yourself for a long time when we said, how many meatballs do you have? Yeah, and you said, but they're small.
Yeah, that's what
It's a bathtub full, but they're little meatballs.
Yeah, they're just little meatballs.
Mine is whenever somebody brings Timbits in, the amount of Timbits that equal a donut keep creeping up. I'm like, it's eight Timbits equal one donut. Yeah, that's it. what's the... Oh, no, I'm not going to do that one. Did your engineers fix the mosquito frequency?
Oh, yeah.
No, they're still working on it.
Yeah. We'll get back to us on it on Monday.
How much money would it take for one of you guys to shave an eyebrow?
Oh. I don't know.
$10,000.
Sure.
$10,000. I was going to say 20.
Well, I mean, how long would it take your eyebrow to grow back? Mine would grow back, like, by Monday.
Yeah.
Mine you might not even know are missing. That's true.
Jason just... raises one and goes,
and it's back. To push.
Yeah.
We can hear Jason's hair growing.
Yeah, when he wants it.
I am currently a hair farmer.
Well, you need to trim them crops because they're all willy nilly. All willy nilly.
I know my wife hates looking at me more than usual right now because my hair is like crazy, but like, what's she going to do? Leave, right? She can't go anywhere.
Yeah. I'm moving today. Any tips? Well, hire movers, hopefully. I mean, that would be my tip.
Yeah. I mean, I've moved many times in my life, and about three houses ago, I was like, no more. I'm hiring movers. It's well worth it.
Have you ever found anything in your belly button, like aside from lint and grossness? No. Just found anything in there?
Crumbs. Yeah, I found some crumbs in there from time to time.
Has Jason sought counseling to deal with his wife using him for only his body?
No. No, it's fine. You know, I know it's hard to resist a guy like me.
Right.
You know,
I have trouble every day.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't even look at you most days.
It's true.
It's tough.
Just look away. You don't want to get all ornery.
How do you get out of bed?
Yeah.
1 foot at a time.
One leg at a time.
Very gingerly. Because.
You don't want to hurt your back.
My lower back for the first hour of the day is when it's like, is it going to be a good day or a bad day? So I have to be very careful. I have to look at the ceiling when I put my pants on.
You have to look at the ceiling?
I have to look at the ceiling.
Why?
Because if I look down, it puts my back in like an arc position.
I see.
And that's when it goes, hey. So I have to look at, I have to remind myself every day when I put my pants on.
Look at the ceiling.
Look at this. Okay, one's in. Okay. Okay, other one's in. Okay. We're still standing. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you ever think when you were a youngin that you'd have to look at the ceiling when putting your pants on?
Put my pants on in my mid-40s? Yeah. No, I did not. I did not. Which is why I abuse my body so thoroughly.
There you go.
Because you're invincible, right?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, let's run into each other in these golf carts as fast as we can. It'll be fine when we're older. Don't worry about it. That's it for another edition of...
It's an answer question time.
Time now for... Auto.
What?
Auto.
What?
Auto what?
Auto what? Our daily trivia contest of genius mind competition. We got 30 seconds, 5 questions to answer. You can pass and come back, but your first answer for each question is the one that counts. And we ain't telling you what's right or wrong until the end.
We have the Colonel on the line.
The Colonel.
The Colonel. That's with a K.
Okay. All right. Like the popcorn.
Like a popcorn.
Well, yeah, it's like the popcorn.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you ready, sir?
I'm ready.
Good luck.
I'm not caller 6. I'm the only caller.
No, you were caller 6.
No, you were caller 6, Colonel.
Awesome.
Okay, good luck to you.
Fire away, bud.
Okay, your time will begin after I read the first question.
Okay.
The armadillo is the state mammal of what U.S. state?
Arizona.
How many points is a touchdown worth?
6.
What Bing Crosby classic was recorded 78 years ago today?
Oh, who would know that? I don't know. Merry Christmas.
What is the name of Han Solo's ship?
Star Wars. No, I don't know.
Star Wars. What is the 6th month of the year?
June.
Do you want to try your hand at... time's up. Okay, we'll see how you
What are you doing? Oh, yeah, hand them over.
Okay. Well, we know you didn't win because you didn't answer question number 4.
I didn't win.
Okay.
All right. What was the answer?
We'll give you the answer.
Hang on.
The 6 month of the year. You said June. You were correct.
Ow.
That is
right. That's pretty good, eh? Yeah.
Calendar guy.
What is the name?
It's Golden Calendar.
Yeah. Okay. What is the name of Han Solo's ship? You didn't know. Yeah. It was the Millennium Falcon.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. What Bing Crosby classic was recorded 78 years ago today? You said.
What was it? How do you know that?
We have the internet.
We have the internet.
Well, you said Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
It's actually White Christmas. You were close.
Come on. That's worth one.
Okay. You still missed one of the other ones.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you that one.
Okay.
Thank you. That's three of the whatever.
Yeah, because you missed the Millennium Falcon one. How many points is a touchdown worth? You said six.
Oh, yeah.
That's correct.
That is correct, yeah.
And the armadillo is the state mammal of what U.S. state? You said Arizona.
Which makes sense.
But I see where you were going, but it's not. It was Texas.
The stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas.
All right,
so
Colonel.
Unfortunately, Colonel, you didn't win.
You want a Louis Armstrong song?
Sure.
Yeah, sure do.
I see fields of green. Blue.
Did he just fall down the stairs?
Oh, my God.
Are you okay?
No, that wasn't good.
Okay.
Hang on. Want to try it again?
No, we're good. We're thanks, okay. Colonel. Hope you're doing okay.
So I didn't win anything, right?
No,
is that what
you're
saying?
Jack Squat.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Oh, I like you guys. I'm starting to like you guys. Oh, who's Biggs?
I am Biggs. Why?
Is he grumpy?
Sometimes.
He's a crusty one, right?
Yeah.
He's kind of crusty, sure.
Yeah, he's a little crusty. That's all right. I like Barr and Moore, actually.
Okay.
That's good.
Yeah.
I seen him at the Home Depot there the other day. That was good.
All right.
Good.
Build out the stairs.
Hey, thanks a lot for,
Hammered at 8:18
Thanks for calling us. We appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks, Colonel.
Yeah, you guys are awesome, actually. Okay. Like I said, I'm starting to like you.
All right, you
appreciate
know what?
It, Colonel.
We've liked you the whole time.
We can.
Yeah.
You know
I
what?
I failed. What the heck? Merry Christmas.
All right, buddy.
All right, Colonel. Cheers, take care. Have a good weekend.
I can be able to sleep tonight. I wasn't sleeping, but now I know the Colonel likes us.
Yeah, you're good.
I'm good. I'm ready.
Good vibes.
I'm feeling good vibes.
You're listening to the Biggs and Barr Show.
Drunk Podcast is where Jamie takes a section of our show that is on one of our podcasts and slows it down so we sound drunk. All right? We're talking about big funeral plans here.
Yeah.
Enjoy.
I know Chris wants to be a marionette at his funeral. That's all I know.
Oh,
you want to be strung up like a puppet at your funeral?
That would be great. I want to burst through the doors on a ceiling sort of rail system where I just
dance around the room. My darling, I don't like that. I kind of really want a funeral, but if there's some sentimental wankers in my family, at least make it fun.
Yeah, for sure.
I won't care. I'll be dead.
Giant dead marionette, that's fun for everybody.
Yeah, if I die in the winter, use me as a toboggan. I don't care.
Hollow out my insides and fill me with candy and beat me with sticks until candy falls out.
The big ziata.
Or big money, ziata. Cash.
The big
cash.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. Like loonies and toonies.
That would be sweet.
That'd be great. The kids could get involved. Everyone's not sad.
I'd hit you with a stick.
Everyone who's wanted to, but is afraid because, I'm a beast. You could get your revenge. That's a great idea. All right. That's Drunk Podcast for today. We have Instant Answer Question Time coming up.
Text us, 762-555.
Please don't hit me with sticks. I'm old and frail.
No, when you're dead.
Yeah. I'm saying before.
Oh, no.
That beast comment was a joke. I no longer... I'm
put fear in anyone. Like, oh, this guy is huge. Oh, wait a minute. He can't even walk.
Don't be too close. He may fall on you.
It's the Biggs and Barr Show. On 106.1 Shay.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
The world agrees with me and Jason. Yep. But we'll get to that in a minute.
Are you more afraid of thinking we are alone in the universe or more afraid that we aren't alone in the universe? I would say neither for me. I don't really care.
I've never thought that. I thought about it.
Yeah, neither one. I mean, what does it change if we're alone? We're just here with each other anyways.
Yeah.
And if we're not alone, they're either going to... I mean, there's no real need for them to come here unless they're really, like, eating people.
Yeah.
Like... If they can have intergalactic space.
And if
they can,
that's the case, they're welcome.
Yeah.
Come on in.
If you had to kill Yoda, would you even try? Well, no. I mean,
no, I like Yoda.
Yeah. He's adorable. Question for you guys. The debate on the name Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely two syllables, by the way.
Yes, it is.
No, you're wrong, but it's fine. What about the name Kyle? One or two syllables? That's for sure one syllable.
I initially thought maybe it was two, but when I use my mind, it is one. It's like the word pile.
Yeah, pile's one syllable, yeah, so it's Kyle.
Be Kyle, one syllable.
But the name in itself is not Kyle. Is
yes,
not
it is.
Pronounced like pile. It would be Kyle.
You just said that.
Who says Kyle?
Kyle? Everyone.
No, you're saying you say it Kyle.
We have our friend Kyle. Is Kyle coming on?
Yeah, it's one syllable.
Name. One syllable.
You're trying to tell me the word I'm about to say is one syllable. Try and tell me that. Kyle.
Yeah.
It's the exact... Jason, how could you?
Because I have ears and I'm listening.
You're splitting it way too hard
to
prove
like
a point.
It's like when Chris tries to make Brian one syllable. You're doing it the opposite way with Kyle.
But that's how you say Kyle. You just said Kyle. No one says Kyle.
Everybody says Kyle.
No, you don't, though. If you call
we
have a friend...
I grew up with a guy, Kyle, my whole life.
We have a good friend, Kyle.
No, I wouldn't call him a good friend.
Stop saying Kyle. No one says Kyle. Everyone says
Kyle.
Now, if you're mad at him and you would go, Kyle!
Yes.
Then it's different. But in a normal setting, it's one syllable.
Is pile one or two syllables?
Pile is meant to be one syllable. But Kyle is meant to be two syllables.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Kyle. You've That's lost. How the name was.
No,
Kyle.
Who's,
oh, boy.
On what authority?
Yeah, whose authority? Go search it. Should the NHL resume or move on to next season? Probably move on to next season.
Yeah, I would. I'm probably not going to watch it.
There's a bunch of ex-players who have talked about it on different podcasts and shows, and they all say, it's not going to happen. Most of them feel like the season is not going to take place. Even though they've announced that they've approved this and that, that's on the best-case scenario for, you know, the whole COVID stuff. But, I mean, who knows? But a lot of them don't think it's going to. If you could rewrite one historical event for better or worse, what would it be? I don't know. Like, I mean, the obvious, easy pop culture answer would be like, kill Hitler before he killed all those people.
How do you choose?
Which is a good answer.
Sure, it is. It's a great answer. But I mean,
you could also say kill Genghis Khan before he killed way more people.
Right, how many more atrocities have taken place?
Julius Caesar or any of the
Crusades.
Yeah, any of the conquerors. The Europeans coming to America and wiping out all the indigenous with smallpox, you know, scarlet fever, or whatever. I mean, there's so many massive, horrendous tragedies.
How about we agree to disagree?
Sure.
Because it says there was a rule, a phonetician, John Wells. There's some rule called the pre-I breaking or pre-L breaking. And
what are you talking about?
Kyle can be both. It can be both.
Like
because of certain English rules.
That's why I was
both.
Debating it in my head. I'm like, yeah, it's kind of borderline, right?
Mm.
But I would say one.
Is it pronounced Pet Smart or Pets Mart?
Yes.
Pet Smart. That's how I say it.
Pet Smart, yeah.
Pet Smart.
Yeah.
I think it's Pets Mart, like a mart for pets.
It is. It is.
But it's also smart. They want you to think it's smart
to
go there.
Yeah.
That's why they named it that.
I got to go today, actually.
Yeah.
They're the only folks that have the giant breed, like the food for my giant.
For your horse, your indoor horse.
That lives in my house. Big dummy. He's hilarious. He's having trouble with the heat.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah, he's covered in fur.
Yeah, he's really furry. He's a big guy.
He's huge. Imagine you right now.
Covered in fur.
How you'd feel in the heat.
Yeah. I would never leave my basement.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. You'd just be laying on a concrete floor.
Yeah.
Whining.
Yeah. Strategically complaining. Like a dog whines.
I don't.
Oh, dog whining.
Yeah, that's what I didn't mean.
Not like, why is it so hot?
I meant if you were a dog. Yeah.
Strategically complaining. Yeah. That's a great term.
All right. We're out, right?
Yeah.
We're done? Let's wrap it?
Yeah, let's be done. It's the weekend.
You all have a great weekend. Something massive kicking off Monday.
Oh, so massive. We just got an email about it. I'm looking it over. Like, this is crazy.
Like actually massive.
Yeah.
Like,
the biggest possible giveaway we've ever been involved with in our all our years of radio combined. Can you guys say that? Like, have you ever given away something
this big?
This big?
I don't think so.
No, I don't. I know I haven't. Jamie, have you?
No.
So, I mean, that kicks off Monday. It's exciting. We're pumped for it. All right, so make sure you're tuning in. Have a great weekend. Play safe. Thank you for listening to us. Check out our podcast on iTunes and everywhere else.
And tell your friends.
Yeah, tell your friends, your social media, all that good stuff. And we'll see you Monday. All right, ciao.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
On 106.1 Shay.